traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone. There is a fifth dimension, beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
Catches him with a knee. And he's... Austin Idol's going after the figure four. Austin Idol has gone after the figure four. And what is Idol doing? Idol is strapping those legs together. Austin Idol is strapping those legs together. And it's becoming obvious to me. Austin Idol. Austin Idol must be... He must be a bounty hunter. Finley comes in, tries to break it up. The world champion catches him. Donovan comes in, the champion catches him. And we've got total bedlam and chaos here. Donovan caught again by Harley Race, the world champion. In the meantime, Tommy Rich. Tommy Rich is still tied into that figure four. And the pain has to be tremendously intense. Steve Travis is in there. Kevin Sullivan wrestling too. Wait a minute. The world champion Harley Race is leaving the ring. World champion Harley Race is leaving the ring. And now they're all after Austin Idol. They're all after Austin Idol. And this man, obviously, this man was willing to sacrifice his body and everything else for a bounty.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's...
You know that Dusty is a bomb. And wrestling too is such a slob. Compared. Number two, a neck sucking dog. He even made fun of his family. Well, he said he had one word to say to you, pal. Indeed.
Harley Ray.
Soon the mat will meet your face. And you'll go down in disgrace.
What's up, everybody? This is the Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol coming at you, coming to you, coming for you, because I want you. That's right. I want you to tune in and I want you to tune out. I want you to tune in to what I'm laying down, putting down, and I want you to tune out to all that doom and gloom and negativity, man, oh man, when, if it will ever stop, who knows? But I can promise you one thing. And for those of you who know me personally, for those of you who have been listening to my podcast, you know what my mantra is. It's all positive. It's all upbeat. I'm not watching the news, y'all. I do know what's going on. I'm not watching the news. I don't have time for it. And even if I did, I still wouldn't watch it. I'd rather be at the gym training. I'd rather be at Austin Idol's Universal Wrestling College training my kids, man. Now that's all positive. Ask them. Ask them. They will all tell you the same thing when they go there 3 days a week to get some serious professional wrestling training, to get some serious lifestyle skills, to get some serious leadership skills. They will all tell you, man, that idol. Man, that idol. From the very first day we all showed up with the orientation, what Idol laid down, he said, guys, zero tolerance. No profanity, no vulgarity, nothing negative. No smoking, no drinking, no drugs. It's all positive. It's all upbeat. We are now family. It's all about love and respect. And these guys will tell you now, they've already graduated the first 10 weeks. They're into starting tomorrow, their fourth week into the master's program. And where they have come from day one to where they are now is absolutely remarkable. It's amazing. If you haven't seen the videos, follow Austin Idol on Instagram. You'll see the videos. I mean, it is incredible what they have accomplished. And what's so cool about it is, man, they're just as hungry now as they were the very first day. Maybe even more so. They're so filled with passion, man. These are hardworking young men. They got jobs. Yeah, they got jobs. I mean, they're working hard. They're working hard. This is not a freebie. They're working hard to pay their tuition. And they pay it on time each and every single week. And they can't get enough of it. And when you flip it, it's so cool for myself. Because I can't get enough of them. Everything's tuned out. It's all tuned out. Yeah. And Austin Idol's Universal Wrestling College and Austin Idol Worldwide Podcast. It's all tuned in. Man, I've been telling you guys this for the longest time. When I'm not just talking the talk, I'm walking the walk. If there are those around you who are attempting to bring you down, get away from them. It's that simple. It's choice. We have choices. Who are we going to hang with? Who's going to influence us, have an effect on us, impact us? Who do we want to be around? Do we want to be around a downer, a bummer? When you see somebody say, hey, how you doing today? And they say, well, man, I'm just getting by. How you doing today? Well, it's just another day. Yeah, it's another day. You better believe it's another day. If you're lucky, it's another day. If you're blessed, it's another day. And you know what the other day is about? It's another day to make something happen. It's another day to seize an opportunity. It's another day to get up and get out and get after it. Tune that junk out. Tune it out. Because if you're all wrapped up and consumed and drowning in all that bad news, what do you think that's going to do for your mindset? You think it's going to motivate you? You think it's going to bring you down? It ain't going to do nothing good for you, Jack. I can tell you that right now. Nobody needs to coach me up. I got it. I got it. I do it by myself. I've told my kids this. I said, you guys are really, really fortunate. You got somebody coaching you up. I don't, but that's okay because I've got myself programmed, man. I'm programmed. I'm on autopilot. Before I roll out in the morning, I got my game face on. I got my head right. I've got my suit of armor on. If they want to come after me with the negativity stuff, they're going to bounce off me. They're going to ricochet. And then listen to it. I won't put up with it. And if anybody tries to come at me with that negative stuff, that negative jive, I tell them, man, I don't want to hear it. Look, man, don't want to hear it. Take it on down the line. You're in the wrong, you stopped at the wrong spot, man. You need to move on down the line, Jackson, because I ain't going to listen to it. I wake up excited. I wake up excited. I want to go out and seize that day. Carpe diem. I want to. I don't get up and say, oh, man, what am I? Oh, man, my shoulders are down. My feet are dragging. I got a bad attitude. Listen, it ain't a cakewalk. I get it. This is not a walk in the park. I get it. People doing jobs they don't want to be doing, I get it, and I've done it. But listen, if you feel like you're locked into something, do some research. Search. Look for something else to do. I have people contact me fairly regularly, idle. Man, I want to get into that wrestling business. Man, I want to come there and train under you, and take me under your wing and your tutelage and yada, yada, yada. And you know what I tell them? Fill out the application. Make sure you read it thoroughly. This is not a freebie. Anything that's any good, worth having, it has a price. You got to pay up. You want to play? You got to pay, my brother, my sister. The tuition to enroll at Austin Idol's Universal Wrestling College, honestly, is so inexpensive, it's incredible. It's $2,500. What would a college education cost you? 50, 40, 50, 60, 70? I don't know. It ain't going to be cheap. And then when you get a degree, you got no guarantee. And you've laid out 40, 50, 60, 70. Here's $2,500, y'all. And the thing of it is, there is a guarantee. It's a guarantee you're going to get trained to enter the world of professional wrestling. You're going to get trained properly. You're not going to be injured. We're big on injury prevention. It's going to be safe. There's no high-risk maneuvers. You'll be taught how to really wrestle. Fundamentals, mechanics, they'll never go away. The basics. We're going to teach you how to cut these rock and roll promos. So when you get in front of a camera, you don't look like a deer in the headlights. You go, my name's John. I mean, I don't know. No, you got to get in front of that camera and let it rip. I'm going to build your confidence up. I'm going to jack your self-esteem up into the stratosphere. So when you get in front of that camera, you're going to feel comfortable. You're not going to feel out of place. Our great friends here at Fox Carolina News. Hello, Margaret Bernquist. That incredible staff you have. They've been filming us. We've been following SmackDown on Friday nights on the 10 o'clock news. Fox Carolina News. This is all good, gang. There's not another place in the United States of America that's 12,000 square feet, independently owned, has its own training facility, not just for wrestling, but I've got Michael Cole within 20 feet of me. He has all the equipment. Michael's a graduate from Furman. He's a nutrition and fitness guru. You train over here in the ring, you can walk over there and train with Michael. It's a performance center. It's a sports complex. It's 12,000 square feet in an amazing location in Greenville, South Carolina. Go to our website, UniversalWrestlingCollege.com. Go to our website, UniversalWrestlingCollege.com. You're going to see where it says sign up. Hit it. Fill out the app. We'll get back. Change. It's not the easiest thing to do. I get that. I've done it. so many times in my life, so many times in my life, obstacles that had come in our way that we got to figure out how we're going to get around it, through it, over it, under it, but we got to do it. If we're going to make something happen, it's not going to fall in our lap. We got the hustle, man. We got the hustle. You got to get excited. You got to stay excited. You've got to want it. What do you want? When do you want it? And what are you willing to do to get it? Professional wrestling has unbelievable potential for somebody. It's unlimited earnings potential. Do you realize if you put in the work and really push yourself, you could end up with a Tony Khan on AEW. You could get a tryout with Tony Khan's AEW. They're hot. Do you think professional wrestling is always going to need new faces, fresh faces, new talent, fresh talent, men and women, whether they're wrestlers, their managers, their valets, their ring announcers, their commentators, their geniuses that are out there with all these ideas, if they can only find a way to put them into play? You sign up with me, I'm going to help you get on that road to success, but you have to be the one to make that move. You got to make that move. It's here. This door is not slammed shut. It's ready to open up and welcome you in, but you got to want it. Man, I've been around so many successful people in my life. They all had the same thing in common. They had this burning desire, and it didn't make any difference how much money they had. They just loved the feeling of success. They just loved it. And you're going to have failures. Everybody's going to have failures in their life. But without the failures, there's not going to be success. It's just the way it is. It's real life. Fail, 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 then click, bang, boom, success. Got to get that mind right, gang. You got to get it right. I want you all to forget about that doom and gloom. Drop it. Drop it. Get on the right track. Get that positive mindset going, because what we should all be doing, we all should be getting up and dancing, baby!
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you got to dance to that music. You've got to. That's got to be your mindset. You got to get excited. You got to stay excited. You got to work on it, man. You got to have it up on your refrigerator with one big word. Overcome. We all have to overcome in our lives. And we all have something to overcome. Business, personal, relationships, financial, spiritual. A lot of people walking around, man, just lost. They're lost. They ain't got nothing to really cling to. They ain't got really nothing to hang on to. Man, I'd hate to be like that. Hopefully they're only temporarily lost. Hopefully they'll find their way. I hope I can influence someone to find their way, to get back on the path. It's easy to get sidetracked. It is so easy. It is easy to be a follower. It is difficult to be a leader. It puts you in a position of authority. You have to make the moves. You got to call the plays. You want those plays to be the right call. You want to march in the right direction. You want to have a goal that is filled with opportunity, a goal that spells success. That's what leaders do. They know what they have to do. They're kind of like those old world explorers. They're going into the unknown. They don't have anybody to guide them. They don't have a playbook. They're exploring. But they find something at the end of their adventure. And it's great. Then they tell others. And they come. They want to be part of it. Man, I'll tell you something. It's okay to be a follower, but not for your entire lifetime. You want to be a leader. You want to lead. You want to encourage people. You want to lift them up when they're down, man. You want to educate them. You want to give them those skill sets that they can take with them for the rest of their lives, and then one day they might look back and say, you know what? That Austin Idol, I can't believe everything I learned when I attended his Universal Wrestling College. I thought I was just going to learn headlocks, arm drags, hip tosses, yada, yada. I didn't know I was going to get all these life skills. I didn't know he was going to teach me about how to stay motivated. I didn't know he was going to teach me how to motivate others. I didn't know he was going to teach me how to be a leader. I didn't know that he was going to teach me to set an example when I walk out of this building. And I go back to my core, my inner circle. Am I going to fall in to what they're saying or what they're doing? Or am I going to take charge? Am I going to let them know that, hey, I'm growing. I'm growing, man. I'm not just learning professional wrestling, but I'm growing. I'm learning how to conduct myself in a professional manner. You ain't got to drop the F-bomb. You think you got to drop the F-bomb, man, to be a great communicator? You ain't never going to own your own company. I can tell you that. You're never going to be a motivational speaker. I can tell you that. You're going to miss out on tons and tons of opportunities. I can tell you that. We got to clean up the mess, y'all. I've cleaned up plenty of my mess. Plenty of it. Believe me, plenty of it. I ain't got no problem telling you. Everybody's got a story. You've got one. I've got one. Everybody has one. I did a podcast just a couple of days ago here in Greenville, South Carolina, with my friend Chris Brazell with Eye on Greenville, Foot on the Ropes. And the thing about it is, you know, they asked a couple of questions. They wanted to talk a little bit about the plane crash. You know, man, I don't really dwell on the past. I just don't. You know, my philosophy is yesterday is history, tomorrow's a mystery, and today is really all that matters. But if someone brings it up, you know, it'll trigger the memory, and I can think back about, man, I should have been dead. One of our four passengers died. He didn't come out of that mangled, twisted steel that was at the bottom of Tampa Bay. When they pulled the plane up, he was still in the seat. That could have been me. It could have been all of us. But it wasn't my time. It wasn't my time to cash in my chips. And it was hard coming back and coming out of that, mentally and physically and financially. It was tough, an extremely tough road. I wouldn't want anybody else to have to travel on that road. But my choices were either give up, quit, or fight. Give up, quit, or fight. And going back to when I started in the wrestling business in Tampa, Florida, in the Snake Pit, which is what it was called, I could have easily given up or quit, but I would fight. Fight. Every single week for almost a year, fight. They didn't teach me anything about professional wrestling. They really didn't. But what they did teach me was, don't ever give up. Don't you ever quit. That was a lesson, a hard lesson, but I learned it and it's carried me through my lifetime. You ask my boys, ask my kids, ask them here at the college, they'll tell you, Idol ain't no quitter. Austin Idol ain't no quitter. It's all about positivity. You want to be successful in life, you're going to have to fight, Jack. You're going to have to fight, man. You're going to get knocked down. You're going to get your kicked in the teeth. You're going to get punched in the nose. You're going to have to fight. That's just the way it is. Unless you're a trust fund baby and ain't that many of those around there. You're going to have to fight. Take the gloves off. I can tell you that right now. Take the gloves. You're going to go bare knuckles. Go like my friend down in Miami, Florida, Dada 5000. Now, there's a fighter for you. Man, there is a fighter for you. Dada is a good friend of mine. If you don't know who Dada 5000 is, Google him. Watch some of the videos. It will blow your mind. Blow your mind. He's a great guy. He loves his community. He's walking around with three college educations. Bare knuckles fighting. Yeah. Big Netflix star. Dog fight. D-A-W-G fight. Oh, man. Oh, man. What a story he is. What a story he is, man. Check him out. You'll know what I'm talking about. I'll tell you about another fighter. It's a good friend of mine. Lives up in Tennessee. Yeah, his name's Danny Story. Danny Story is an amazing individual. He truly is. He's a one-of-a-kind guy. He's filled with integrity and honesty, and he works tirelessly. I mean, he works tirelessly for his clients. You see, Danny is a premier mortgage loan officer. at First Bank Mortgage. Real estate's hot. People are buying up real estate like crazy, man. It's hot right now. It's hot, hot, hot. The refinancing, I mean, bang, 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 refinancing, grabbing that money out, that equity. And the cool thing about Danny is that being with First Bank Mortgage, they do business all across the United States. So it doesn't really make any difference where you live, see? You could be in Greenville, South Carolina, where Austin Idol's Universal Wrestling College is located. You could be in Dallas. You could be in Hot Atlanta. Practically anywhere in the United States, you want to buy a house, you want a great deal, you want someone who's going to have your back, get you the best possible deal, man. I promise you, Danny's story. He's famous for getting his clients the best possible mortgage to suit their needs. He's absolutely famous for it. He has clients keep coming back time after time after time after time again. They love him. He's a great guy. You'll love him too. He's a residential guru. Conventional loans, FHA loans, VA loans, USDA loans. He's got your back. He's got you covered. He's everything you ever want in a lender. I promise you, Danny's story is everything you ever want in a lender. If you're thinking about buying or refinancing, go to his website, guys. You won't regret it. DannyStory.com. DannyStory.com. It'll be one of the best calls you've ever made. DannyStory.com. Great guy. Man, he'll get you a great deal. DannyStory.com. I'm going to wrap this show up, guys. And I seriously hope I did some motivating for y'all. If you're out there and you've got this burning desire for professional wrestling, it's UniversalWrestlingCollege.com. Sign up. Fill out the app. We'll get back. But in the meantime, if you will look directly to your left, that is west from where my vantage point is, just look west. Coming right out of that Las Vegas Strip is none other than the Universal Heartthrob. He's 242 pounds. He's the women's pet. He's the men's regret. And oh, Podcast Nation, you still ain't heard nothing yet. And before we cut out, you know, I got to bring on my boys, Can Heat, because we got to work together, y'all. Can Heat, kick it up, Jack.
Now, people, because together we will stand.